Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
By the way, coming up in the next segment, it's up at Infowars.com. Shooter James Holmes didn't build his supposed theater attack. Obama did. And in this case, it's actually true. He built it with unemployment checks and welfare, $20,000 of body armor and all the rest of it. Of course, the guy can't talk. His mother says she didn't say what she said, but let's just believe the official story of the former intelligence chief of Mayor Bloomberg, who's sworn to get our guns, who's the police chief out there, who in his first press conference says, don't question their official story. Well, there you have it. It's official. Joel Gilbert, let's continue with some more calls. Colin in Texas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex, no problem. I just wanted a quick comment before I ask my question for Mr. Gilbert. You should put a picture of Obama looking at that Ronald McDonald killer saying you didn't do that, government did that. That would be funny. But my question for Joe Gilbert over here, I'm an info warrior down here in Texas. I always try to talk to everyone I know about real issues and real things, and most of them are sheeple, and, you know, they don't want to listen to anything, especially about the birther stuff. So if I could get one fact that is shocking and maybe easily verifiable by Googling it from you that all the info warriors out there could use, that'd be great.
Okay, I'd like to tell you that there's one quick factoid that would help the cause, but you have to remember that Obama spent 4, 5, 6 years creating this false identity as the son of a Kenyan goat herder, and he would then bring people together because he was a big multicultural ideal. So you've got to have them buy and watch the film because it puts it all together in a cohesive way where they can understand that Obama's real father was this Communist Party USA propagandist and Soviet agent, Frank Marshall Davis. He's the man who also raised him, his ideological father, and everything falls into place once you see how it works.
Thank you. Let's jump to the next caller. Joe in North Carolina, you're on the air with an evil person engaged in the First Amendment.
Could be, man. Could be. Who knows? Hey, Alex, quick question for you. How many mass shootings has occurred since 08, since he actually took office till now? Does anybody know?
There's been less than 10 big ones, but about 6 or 7 big ones if memory serves, and a lot of gangland stuff that's real. But there have been some real Prozac heads that, you know, go and shoot 5, 6, 7 people. Why do you ask that question?
Or is it that kind of out of the ordinary for, you know, in a particular term for a guy who's knowingly against the Second Amendment?
What, are you next going to say he shipped guns to Mexico to blame the Second Amendment? Now, that's you're really a conspiracy theorist. Even though that's admitted, it still doesn't exist.
Yeah, true. I was just wondering if we had the numbers on that. And
we need to look that up. You have a quick question for Joel Gilbert.
Joel, you're doing a good job. I haven't seen your movie, but I'll be sure to go in and take a look at it.
Thank you so much. Yeah, folks, look. It takes money to run this operation, a lot of money, and a lot of money for me. Certainly not George Soros, who gets banker bailout money and then funds MSNBC and all these other attack groups. But it takes $4.5 million a year to run InfoWars. I've got close to 45 employees, crew members, contractors now. We're really trying to launch and reach even more people with this platform. So it takes a lot of DVDs to get there. Well, it isn't just DVDs. It's advertisement. It's a bunch of things. It's memberships of PrisonPlanet.tv. We are pumping a lot of money into this operation. So buy the film. You support us. You support Joel Gilbert. Buy all the products. It's all stuff I believe in. You know, the ProPure water filters, InfoWarsShop.com. Joel Gilbert, we'll talk to you again soon. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Alex.
All right, there he goes. We're going to come back and get another amazing guest on to look at forms of government persecution. And then we're going to continue with news looking at all of this. But if anybody thinks Mitt Romney's going to save them, they're crazy. Just like I told you, Obama isn't going to save you with Bush. Okay? They're bought and paid for. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at Infowars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at Infowars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com. The next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Now, we had Joel Gilbert on earlier, filmmaker. And every time, and I'm trying to basically inform him from my perspective, every time we bring up the fact that rich ultra elites are actually funding communism and socialism not to empower people but to get control of them, and that it's really a form of crony monopoly capitalism. I mean, Carol Quigley wrote books about it. All the globalists have talked about it, and when I bring it up, people just don't get it. And Aaron brought in this article about Thomas G. Ayers, you know, the father of Bill Ayers, and it says CEO chairman of Commonwealth Edison. Board of Directors, G.D. Searle, super evil company, Zenith Corporation, General Dynamics Corp, First National Bank of Chicago. It just goes on and on. And it's the same with all these people. And look at how you had Romney and Bush, then we're going to our guest, coming out of the very same companies. And you've got Bain Capital funding Obama. And you've got, at the same time, back in 2004, you've got the same people who are members of Skull and Bones, this Illuminati death cult on record. You've got Kerry and George W. Bush, who are cousins. And now if you look at Romney and Obama when it comes to actions and who owns them, it's the same people. It's Obomney 2012 or Robomney. And it's just so frustrating to realize so much of the public is living in fantasy land. Now, I really wanted to get him on because I heard him on the radio a few years ago, or heard a YouTube video of audio where he was on a radio show, to be technical. Larry Pinkney is a veteran of the Black Panther Party, the former Minister of the Interior of the Republic of New Africa, a former political prisoner, and the only American to have successfully self-authored his civil political rights case, the United Nations under the International Covenant of Civil and Political Rights. And it goes on, in connection with his political organizing activities in opposition to voter suppression, Pinkney was interviewed in 88 on the national television PBS NewsHour, formerly known as the McNeil-Lair NewsHour. He's been all over TV, radio, you name it. He is an editorial board member of blackcommentator.com, and you can find out more by reading his book, Saying No to Power, Autobiography of 20th Century Activist and Thinker William Mandel. But the point here is that I wanted to get him on to talk about COINTELPRO, because this stuff still goes on, but now the Department of Defense is involved. They've got fake bloggers. They call them robots, not just real people, but robots that go out and attack people. And they attack the left, the right, libertarians, conservatives, Christians, Buddhists, Muslims. They always beta test on a group that's unpopular, like Muslims. But really, the whole thing, if you look at it, is while they've got all the good old boys with the John Deere hats hating the Muslims and ready to give up their rights, actually, you get the government documents, it's all demonizing the good old boys. There's a global corporate takeover of this country. They brag they've done it. And it's very, very dangerous. And we need to understand the types of tactics, because when I've heard Mr. Pinkney on the radio talk about some of the stuff he went through or the things he witnessed, I've had similar things done to me. Some, you know, just the classic stuff. Lies put out, my wife called, you know, women calling up saying they're pregnant, you know, or that I gave them a disease, you know, just standard stuff that came out of COINTELPRO. And this was documented. State of Texas had a big COINTELPRO operation that got shut down in, 1980. But it's also death threats, people breaking in your house, people, you know, trying to intimidate you, trying to get you fired. A lot of this goes on, and it's totally illegal. Kind of like the NSA spying on us is illegal. And Larry Pinkney joins us. Larry, thanks for coming on the show today.
Alex, it's a distinct pleasure and an honor to be with you today on the show. Thank you.
Well, you've heard my little rant there. I mean, tell us about yourself, your awakening, and the process of what you witnessed.
Well, the bottom line is this. I want to jump right in. Well, I'll tell you a little bit about me. As you, well, you've said it all, really. I'm a veteran of the Black Panther Party, former regional minister of Interior for the Republic of New Africa. I write for, I'm an editorial board member with Black Commentator, blackcommentator.com, and associate editor with intrepidreport.com. But more important than any of that, I continue to fight for the human rights of all the people. And I began right here at home in the United States of America, or the so-called United States. I'm beginning to wonder how united we actually are. But anyway, let me say that the experiences that I have had personally as a political prisoner for 10 years, having been set up and framed viciously, and I'm not the only one, there are thousands. And by the way, let me make a point, my brother Alex, let me make a point. This covers people of all colors. I repeat, this covers people of all colors. We are all targets. The intent of COINTELPRO is to, and I quote out directly from U.S. congressional records, I quote, to frame, to murder, to set up, to imprison political activists, anyone who dissents the policies of the United States government. Now, somehow, that strikes me as going contrary to the United States Constitution and to the Declaration of Independence. Somehow, that strikes me as being blatantly contrary. So I continue today in the year 2012 to struggle on behalf of all people, black, white, brown, red, yellow, all people, because we are all targets. And as you so correctly said, Alex, COINTELPRO goes on today. An example is the NDAA, the so-called National Defense Authorization Act, which Obama signed very quickly and quietly on December 31st, 2011, New Year's Eve, when nobody was paying attention, which act makes it, quote, legal to actually detain indefinitely whomever the government, and Obama is currently the chief of the government. He is commander in chief. But it makes it very clear that U.S. citizens in this country can be indefinitely detained without trial, without judge, without jury, without the right to legal defense. It is time for people to wake up, all people, and get out of la-la land. Get out of it, because we are in serious, serious trouble, Alex.
We are. For people that haven't gone through what you've gone through, and I've only gone through a little bit compared to what you've gone through, they don't understand. They don't want anybody getting organized, period, that the power structure doesn't control. And, you know, looking at how the Black Panther Party started from my own layman research, wasn't it trying to get communities organized, soup kitchens, getting people off drugs, getting people, you know, together, and then they come in, infiltrate it, destroy it, because, I mean, I found out very early on, if I just tried to help do community things, nothing got the system after me like that than if I tried to stop them bulldozing a veteran's home or something. The system is so scared of the people ever standing up in decent and wholesome ways because they know other people are going to join it, so their job was infiltrate it, wreck it, provocateur it, and then change the perception of how the people saw the Black Panther Party. Is that correct?
You are right on, as we would say in the party. My brother, you are right on. You see, the name of the game was then and continues now to be to discredit. And the name of the game in terms of discrediting is to simply present people such as yourself, okay, who are seriously attempting to awaken people, to raise their consciousness, to get them to understand what dangers we are in. You and people like you are considered very dangerous. Indeed, you and myself and thousands of others in this country are considered dangerous, not because we have broken any law, not because we have done anything untoward, anything wrong. But then again, I suppose it is wrong for people to become conscious, for people to understand that, in fact, the name of the game is to control. And you used that word earlier. I was listening to you. You used the word control. And that's what it's about. Divide, manipulate, control. Keep people at each other's throats so that we don't understand that we have common interests. And that's the name of the game. Whether it's presented by this Predator drone missile NDAA signing president who shredded the U.S. Constitution, Barack Obama, or whether it's by any other representative of a system that, quite frankly, and I hope I'm not out of line saying this, but any other representative, a so-called representative of the people, because we're not represented by them, Democrats or Republicans, who dares to tell the truth. Telling the truth these days is subversive, my friend.
Wow. Larry Pinkney is our guest. We're going to go to break here, sir. I want to come back and tell your story there in the early days of the Black Panther Party, what it was, what they did to it, and tell people what you and others went through. And as you said, the congressional hearings, folks, you can pull them up on COINTELPRO from the 70s. But the church committee, there were others. I'm going from memory. He can correct me. But, I mean, it was killing people, getting other people to kill them, setting them up. I mean, just you name it. And people stood up to it, so they backed off for a while. But now the last decade or so, I mean, it is full on. And, folks, it's so bad. I just tried to cover a military drill once. I've told this story probably 50 times. Mike Hansen saw it. Brother trying to cover a drill at night in Florida, and a guy just jumps out of the bush and starts setting fires and then blaming it on us. Turned out he was with the Army. I mean, folks, let me tell you, that means they feel pretty darn invincible if they'll do stuff like that. Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at Eat Foods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now, you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy-to-store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Short segment, long segment coming up. Larry Pinkney, veteran from right there at the start, Black Panther Party member. Of course, the new Black Panther Party today is something completely different from my view. A bunch of provocateurs. I mean, the stuff they're saying sounds like what you would say to discredit a group of people. But I understand getting angry and stuff. I mean, I'm sure I've done things before that aren't perfect. But when it's consistent, you can really see really see what's going on. Larry, you've got the floor of this little six-minute segment. Describe your experiences. Tell us what the Black Panther Party was really founded for.
Black Panther Party, and thank you so much, Alex. The Black Panther Party was founded on what was a 10-point program. The 10-point program was essentially a very clear, distinct, and simple program that called for very specific things like clothing, medical care, jobs, schooling, i.e. education, etc. Very simple, very direct, and by the way, very threatening to the U.S. government. Isn't that amazing? The Black Panther Party, I personally was involved in a number of programs as a member of the party, including programs to serve the people with breakfast programs. And people sometimes have heard about the Black Panther Party's breakfast programs where we fed throughout this nation, especially children, but anyone, didn't have to be a child. And by the way, didn't have to be black either. We fed food, good food, to folks who were hungry. You know what?
This was before the school lunch program.
Oh, way before the school lunch program. Yes, definitely. In fact, a number of the school lunch programs actually came about as a result of what the party had, we call it the party, what the party had done.
Yeah, I'd read that.
That's true. That is very accurate. Also, we had what was called free clinic, free medical programs. There's a book out that it's actually quite recent. Alex, I have it right here. The book is called Body and Soul. Body and Soul, the Black Panther Party and the Fight Against Medical Discrimination. Now, it's by Alondra, A-L-O-N-D-R-A, Nelson. I would urge folks of all colors and both genders, read the book. Come to your own conclusion. It's well documented with original sources, okay? Now, As a Panther, as a member of the party, one of my first jobs, and I suppose that's because of how I speak, was I was sent to communicate with people of all colors, including, my brother, white folks, okay? Because I spoke, I suppose, in such a way that was considered to be very clear, very simple, and quote-unquote non-threatening. I spoke in a way and still speak in a way that is about the common interests of the people, the common interests. What do we have in common? Let's go for that. Let's struggle for that. As a result of my activities, and you can read about this, your listeners and viewers can read about it in a book entitled Saying No to Power, Saying No to Power by William M. Mandel, William M. Mandel, M-A-N-D-E-L, introduction by Howard Zinn. And just go through the book and you can read the details of some of the things that I did in the party. But as a result of what I did, I and many, many, many others were viciously set up. And when I say viciously, my brother, I pull no punches. I do mean viciously. There is no depth, D-E-P-T-H. There is no depth as to how low this government will go. And I say it in not only the past tense, but the present tense. Okay, and we need to be aware of that. Don't be paranoid, but be aware. Be conscious. Okay, as a reverend, as a man that I knew who happened to be a reverend used to say to me, just because I'm paranoid doesn't mean it's not happening. Okay, and let's be aware of what's going on so that we can effectively organize collectively, i.e. together, against it. I'm very proud of the fact that I served the people body and soul, as did so many thousands of others in the party. There are many political prisoners today, to this very day, the year 2012, that still languish in U.S. prison gulags throughout this nation.
Well, we're going to go to break. 18-minute segment coming up, the longest segment of the hour. Larry Pinkney's our guest. When we come back, you're going to have some time. Because everything I read about and I've talked to folks that was happening then, they're now hyping it back up, taking out a deep freeze. It was always still going on, but it seems like it's accelerating. So I personally want to know what to look for because I've been at the receiving end of some of this. Nothing compared to what you've received. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
The American population is now living longer, but with age comes related health difficulties. What if you could learn the secret of how to have a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol, healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels? You'd live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness. Heart and Body Extract may be your answer. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wildcrafted and organic herbs that's 100% natural. The body has its own self-cleaning and detoxifying system, but after age 30, it's necessary to supplement this system. Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal health. With Heart and Body Extract, you can keep your heart healthy, your arteries clear, plus Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The
time to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House Foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House Foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sell ends July 31st.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, you'll hear people on this show who you could call extreme right-wing, left-wing, libertarian, anarchist, Muslim, Christian, Jewish, Catholic. And people always try to pigeonhole us and say, oh, you know, he had this guy on or he had that guy on. And again, I'm not apologizing for anybody I have on this show. I have people on here who I respect for their courage, even if I don't agree with all their political views. And I have people on here who are experts in their areas because I want to learn and I want to ask questions. And I know you want that information as well. That's why we'll have somebody on who is for a gold standard, like Ron Paul. Then we'll have somebody on who's for state banks or somebody who's for federally controlled fiat currency with 0% interest, which if you're going to have a government model, that's the way to do it, boy. I mean, you're going to have racing economies if you do that. That's what we had in this country for over 100 years. There are a lot of different systems. And so it's not schizophrenic that I'm or it's not contradictory that we jump around, because I'm trying to figure it all out. Now, on the subject of COINTELPRO, I live in one of the few states where the state got caught doing it in congressional stuff, and it got suspended, what, 1979, 1980. And I've been on the receiving end of the State Police Intelligence Bureau. They never tried to set me up for anything criminal, but I don't like being surveilled by them. The feds, it's different. I mean, I just tried to cover the Army one time. Mike Hansen was there. They were doing this takeover drill in Brooksville, Florida. And, I mean, the neighbors were coming out of their houses going, "You're Alex Jones." The Army came by and said, "Don't talk to you." And I'd never run into something like this. I was just covering, you know, these gun confiscation drills. And they tried to set us up. They broke in our hotel room. They had a guy jump out and start setting fires. And I'm just by the municipal airport standing there, and a guy jumps out and starts lighting fires saying, "I'm doing it." And I had to go physically jump on him, and Mike's trying to put the fire out and everything. And then the military pulls up on dune buggies. And, I mean, it was just insane, ladies and gentlemen. And if they do that, I mean, again, I'm not bashing our military. I found most people in the military are actually more awake than the public. I'm not, the average cop isn't a bad person. But I'm telling you, this system, take the stuff just happened in California 2 days ago. I haven't even shown that footage on the radio or / TV yet. Well, we showed it on the nightly news last night, some of it. But, I mean, it's so crazy. You watch them shooting babies in strollers with rubber bullets at 10 feet away. That can kill them. And shooting women with babies in their arms because they're protesting a cop shooting an unarmed man. Again, look, the system's gearing up for revolution because the system knows it's doing things that are going to cause it. I don't want blood in the streets. I've had enough violence in my life just growing up in Dallas, Texas. I don't mean to be ranting. I want to go back to our guest. It's that I really am concerned, folks. Every time I look at my children, I feel like crying now. But it's not a physical crying. It's a soreness in my heart. It's a pain that I want everybody to live good. I want everybody to get along. I want every, to quote Rodney King, literally, can't we all just, but there are special interests that don't want that, and they want us, just like Bob Marley said, fussing and fighting. They want us killing one another. And that's what this is about. And, you know, groups are all programmed against each other. So it's real when people don't like you because of what color or religion you are. It's real of those gay folks that got beat up in D.C. I mean, that's wrong to do. It's real when somebody comes after you and attacks you. But then you cannot sit there and play into the plan of then hating everybody who looks different than you or comes from somewhere different because now you're playing into the divide and conquer trap. Now, I'm ranting. I don't want to divert you. Larry Pinckney, now that I went off in that 3-minute rant, I want to give you the floor for this segment. You've got the floor. The next 14 minutes you're hosting. Describe to people what COINTELPRO is, the congressional hearings, and what you and others went through, the setups, so people know what we're facing.
All right. COINTELPRO, the counterintelligence program, spelled COINTELPRO, an acronym, COINTELPRO. COINTELPRO was, and I say still is, very much so, even though it's been codified in the Patriot Act and the NDAA, was a program that was meant to neutralize. And by the way, the word neutralize comes directly not only out of my FBI file, but out of the files, many thousands of other files, COINTELPRO files. To neutralize thinking, conscious, everyday black, white, brown, red, and yellow people who wanted to bring about justice and fairness for everyone in the system. COINTELPRO, the counterintelligence program, the government program, the feds. Now, certain components or segments, if you will, of the police in various states throughout the union were also involved, but the coordinator was federal. And continues to be federal, no matter what name they give it. And it's a program where, and some of the examples, Alex, that you gave are so, I mean, they're just right. It's sad when you look at it. People say, "Oh, this is America. That can't happen." Excuse me? This is America, and it is happening. It has happened. And if we don't do something about it, folks, it's going to continue to happen. All they have to do is keep us divided, keep us mute, keep us ignorant, keep us, you know, on the dole, as it were. We have to take the grip in our own hands. This is what we have to do. And I don't give a damn about our color or our gender, but I do give a damn about our humanity because we are human. So getting all of us, we are human. And I guess, Alex, like you, I tend to get on a little rant every now and then. Sorry about that.
No, break down what happened to you. This is important historical information.
But what happened to me was the FBI had attempted to set me up in many, many ways. So they decided that they would, and you can read this in the book that I've already mentioned, Saying No to Power, and we obtained this information under the Freedom of Information Act. Okay, the FBI said, well, Pinckney is dangerous because of his ability, and I quote, to unify black and white. That's why it was dangerous, so the FBI said. And he must be, quote, neutralized, in quotation marks. Neutralized. They said, we don't know what his habits are, but we're going to utilize, quote, sex and drugs. We don't know what his habits are. It doesn't matter. We're going to neutralize him. Can you imagine the horrible, the pain, the outrageous actions that this government indulges in to this very day, engages in to stop people? And that includes, by the way, Alex, people like you. You know, and I want to say this at this point. Alex, you and people like you, you and your show, you all, you and like the Power Hour with Joyce Riley, like the Jack Blood Show with Jack Blood, you all and many others, really, are the Paul Revere and the Crispus Attucks of the 21st century. And that's what we need. We need more Paul Revere's, more Crispus Attucks to wake the sleeping flock up so that we can change this situation. Back to COINTELPRO. The bottom line is that there is nothing, and I repeat, folks, nothing that this government will not do to, quote, neutralize you. We have, as we used to say in the party, the power of the people. And that's why this government engages in everything that it can to divide and conquer, rule and conquer, keep people in fear of each other, keep people suspicious of each other. You know, and I'm not saying, Alex, I'm not saying that when I say collective struggle, I'm not saying we're going to be in 100% agreement. Anybody who's in 100% agreement with me or anyone else is a damn liar. We don't want liars. It's okay to disagree. But when we disagree, as Brother Malcolm X used to say, let's do it in the closet and come out as a united front. The people, black, white, brown, red, and yellow.
By the way, I mean, I noticed that Malcolm X got all this attention. Everything was okay.
Hit it right on the head, my brother. That's the bottom line. As soon as Malcolm evolved, the instant Malcolm evolved and realized that this was a people struggle of all colors and both genders, Malcolm became dangerous. Suddenly, Malcolm had to be neutralized. 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 You can be killed. You can be imprisoned and killed, but you are stopped. And that you hit it right on the head. What more can I say to that, Alex? What more can I say? You said it.
Okay, let's go over what they did to you and others, specifically how COINTELPRO works.
Okay. COINTELPRO works in a way, it's very insidious. Your friends, or who you think are your friends, even whether they might be relatives, they might just be close personal friends, they use people as agents and agent provocateurs to set you up. Let's say you make a statement. Let's say you disagree with Barack Obama, as an example. You disagree with his policy, his NDAA policy. You disagree with his kill list. Well, the actions of COINTELPRO would turn that around and turn it against you. Next thing you know, you've got people saying, he said that he wants to dispense with Obama because of blah, blah, blah. Kill list or NDA.
That's what they always do when Nightline is here or anybody. They say, you're wanting violence. I'm exactly. Like, when did I talk about violence? You're going to cause it. And I'm like, wait, I'm against drones killing innocent people and secret arrests and checkpoints. So I'm the one that's going to cause violence?
So who's violent? Who's violent? I would submit to you, my brother, that violence is poverty. I would not only physical poverty, but poverty of the mind. I would submit to you that violence is homelessness. I would submit to you that violence is joblessness, underemployment, foreclosure. Violence is on many levels.
It's violent to give $40 trillion to offshore banks.
That's right. That's right. That's violent. So let's get our priorities in order. Let's talk about, as Dr. Martin Luther King said, who the real purveyors of violence are. It's not we the people. It's those who try to control and corral us. We the people.
I agree, but get into all the stuff they did with killing. I mean, they got people to kill other people. They set people up.
Yes.
Tell folks what they did.
In the party, specifically, speaking as a veteran of the Black Panther Party, what they would do is they would get agents. First of all, they just find somebody black, pay them a little money. Okay, you can have, we're going to pay you this. We're going to put you up in a fine pad, crib, house, whatever you want to call it. All right. All we want you to do for us is go in there, join that Black Panther Party, and this is your job. Your job is to cause as much dissension as you possibly can between the brothers and sisters in that party. Get them to kill each other. And then when they start killing each other, you come out, you step forward as a witness, but you never indicate that your role was to be an agent provocateur to bring about this killing. To bring about these horrible, horrible atrocities. This is just one example, but they did it to the party throughout the United States. In fact, I was just reading a COINTELPRO document, Alex, just a few days ago about what they did in Minnesota as an example. And this, I'm talking primarily about California and New York, but it happened all over the country. And in Minnesota, I read this FBI COINTELPRO document. You know what they did, my brother, was they sent paid provocateurs to attack people. Okay, this is late 60s, early 70s, to physically attack and injure and harm people, but don't kill them, just hurt them very badly, and then walk away and say, and you tell everybody, I'm a Black Panther. Okay? Now,
so that's the modern thing. Get the guys out front of the place saying you can't vote. Then you can put it on the news. It's a false flag.
Right.
Set up. Have people do bad things in your name. Oldest trick in the book.
And the reason that it's the oldest trick in the book, and you're absolutely correct, my brother, the reason it's the oldest trick in the book is because it has consistently worked. And it has consistently worked because we've got too many sheeple, not people, too many sheeple out there who are stuck as potato, whatever you call them, sitting on the couch. What's the term, Alex? Couch potatoes.
Yes.
Couch potatoes who don't understand that couch is about to be pulled out from under their posterior and that they are about to find themselves in a situation where they have no constitutional or human rights. So yes, I go back to what you said because you're all I can do, and all I am doing, Alex, is I'm trying to put a little meat on the bones. But you've already got the bones. You've been putting the bones out there for years, my brother.
Well, do you see this starting to come to a head? Because, more and more, everything we saw them use in the 60s, 70s, and 80s is back, and it's across the board, demonizing anybody that doesn't like this globalist takeover.
It's worse now. And why is it worse? Because what they do, they went out and got this quote colored guy, and people are talking hope and change, right? When it really wasn't hope and change, it was mental dope and a rope for everybody. You see? And what they did was they said, "Oh yeah, they'll go for that. Yeah, they'll go for that. Yeah, sure, here we'll get the blacks to go for them because blacks were, we finally got it, Black president. Oh, he did, you know." The whites will go for him, go, I'm not racist. I'm going to vote for this guy. See, I'm not racist. Okay? Instead of people all standing up and saying, wait a damn minute here. Wait a minute. Who is this guy? What is he about? Who is he really? What are his policies? We don't care about your hope and change. We're not interested in rhetoric. We're interested in action. And as Wayne Mattson, I think you had him on earlier.
Yes.
I I've used some of Wayne's work at blackcommentator.com and intrepidreport.com, where he talks about Obama's CIA background, particularly that of his parents, but not just his parents, Obama himself, who worked for, by the way, BIC. Okay.
And the grandparents, and then you've got all the weird, exactly, I was bringing that up with a guy earlier who just gets into the communist stuff. More and more, I think that's just the cover. Really, yes. This is deep CIA.
Yes, we're talking deep cover here. It's a cover, all right, but it is deep cover. And it is time for people to do like they said in that movie, pay attention to the man behind the curtain. Pay attention to what is affecting all of us.
Wow, it's great to talk to somebody so conscious and awake. And again, it's just normal for those of us that are awake. But I look at the general public, they're in trances.
Yeah.
I want to talk about that when we get back, because I talk to adults, men who are like children, and they just have no idea what's going on. We'll be right back.
Okay.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries, or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99, and get a hand grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Canadine Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Our top story, 47-year-old Patriot discovers weird trick to slash power bill and beat Obama's electricity monopoly for good. If you're fed up with being dependent on fat cat power monopolies that raise rates again and again, if you're sick of high energy bills and sick of high heating bills, so are we. Join us at coverup123.com. See the free video produced by patriots like you that exposes the truth and shows you the secret to how you can easily slash your power bill. See our video now before it gets shut down at coverup123.com. At the 2-minute mark of our video, you'll see exactly how deep the conspiracy goes. It's a lot deeper than you think. Go to coverup123.com and see the trick revealed in our video that could slash your power bill and beat Obama's electricity monopoly for good. Hurry, go now to coverup123.com. That's coverup123.com. Coverup123.com, sponsored by Power for Patriots.
Gentlemen, it's our final segment in this hour. We've definitely got to get him back up in the near future. By the way, the crazy Ronald McDonald killer, who his mother said she didn't say he did it, the guy they're claiming did it, who can't talk and is obviously so drugged up, I mean, who knows what really happened? Now he turns out he got a $26,000 grant from the Institutes of Health and was involved with the Pentagon and stuff. That's CBS News. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Operation Northwoods saying they would shoot people in the U.S. and then blame it on foreign enemies and even how to frame patsies. We're talking to Larry Pinkney of the original Black Panther Party about COINTELPRO that came out in congressional testimony, and his work and others helped get it cut back for a few decades, but it's back. You know, knowing what I know and about officials, different official stories and how it works and the way they put things out, I mean, I can't put anything past the system running false flags and staged events. And this whole shooting out in Colorado, I think, stinks to high heaven.
Come on, Alex. Look, first of all, let's look at the hypocrisy of it. All right? The horrible tragedy in Aurora, Colorado. That was a horrible tragedy. Okay? But who did this nation find itself turning to for condolences and comfort? Why, none other than the kill list predator drone missile NDAA signing Barack Obama. Excuse me, but something is rotten in Denmark and sinks to high heaven. And, I mean, come on, all we have to do is just use our, oh my God, just use our common sense.
Well, that's the exact point I made, is that they'll kill over 200 people at a wedding to get one person they claim is a terrorist, violating right. The Geneva Convention and international and our own law, and then say, oh, that's just collateral damage. We killed a whole bunch of kids and women, and a bunch of them got their arms and legs blown off and are wounded for life. Big deal. But then, oh, half-mast and all this. I mean, it's so obvious what they're doing.
Yes. Not only obvious, my friend, my brother, but it is despicable. It is time for the people of this nation of all colors to wake the hell up. It is time for us to understand that we're being pimped. The pain of the people, of everyday ordinary people, is being pimped to high heaven. And only we, the people, can change that. And we got to put aside our differences. Of course we're going to have differences. We need to put them aside, okay, in favor of our common interest. We deal with those differences. But right now, we better damn well deal with our survival.
Well said. We're going to have you back up soon, as we're basically out of time here, to talk about some of the other things that happened. I mean, get up to the congressional admissions of all the horrible things COINTELPRO did. But I remember interviewing Ted Gunderson, and he apologized for it, but he admitted they would just call up Black Panther Party members' wives and have women call up and say that they were cheating on them and stuff. Just, stuff like that. But that's nothing compared to planting drugs on people. I know that went on, too.
Yeah, all the time. And Alex, the fact of the matter is, it's very painful for me. I try to get this information across. I don't want people to be in fear. I want people to get mad. As Malcolm said, sad people don't do nothing. But angry people, they do something.
I agree with you. People always think I'm putting this out to scare them. No, I want people to hear the truth and shame those that are doing wrong so we stand up and say no. Is there a website we can visit, Mr. Pinkney?
Yes, sir. Black Activist Writers Guild.org. www.blackactivistwritersguild. Please come and visit.
All right.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you for joining us. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. We've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.